This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But it's pretty great.
When I found it when I was trying to find the bathtub picture.
And Kim Jong-un looking at bathtubs.
And right. And I came up with one of the results was Kim Jong-un looking at things. And so then I did a search for that and found the website.
You actually typed in looking at something, looking at a bathtub?
Yes, because I wanted to find the picture of Kim Jong-un looking at a bathtub.
Thanks, Aaron.
And then there's also a bunch of really funny results if you just do an image search of Kim Jong-un pointing.
Uh-huh. So the website here is KimJongUnLookingAtThings.com. I am now on page number 7. Just scrolling through here, item after item of blog posts that sadly stopped in 2015. So the site hasn't been updated since 2015.
Yeah, we could have added the new hotel resort to this, but yeah. maybe we could reach out to this guy and someone could take it over.
Where basically it's just picture after picture after picture after picture of Kim Jong-un looking at things, squatting and looking at things, leaning over and looking at things, and just basically looking at a variety of different things, usually surrounded by military staff and people wearing white garb, like scientist-looking type people, who are pointing at things with him and looking at them with him.
Oh, yes, the 97%.
Yeah.
And there's Dennis Rodman, I just saw.
And Dennis Rodman is also in here.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you what, man. Life is really going to suck when the power goes out.
In North Korea?
And the whole,
happens all the time.
The whole globe. No, I'm talking about our power. They don't even know this page exists. I'm talking about us. We're here. We are enjoying these great pictures.
Wait, the power's going to go out?
Of course it's going to go out. Man.
I mean, it went out a couple weeks ago for like an hour.
I'm talking about for a long time.
Oh, yeah, you're predicting disaster.
Disaster's coming. Okay, it's the cycle of the world.
So not because North Korea is going to do an EMP, but just because of
actually, North Korea is going to fare better when the power goes out because they've been dealing with it for the last 50 years. They know exactly how to live.
Okay, so this isn't as good as English.com, which is one of my favorite sort of Asian joke sites, but Kim Jong-un looking at things.com is pretty great. So check that out. Why are we here? Why are we talking about that at the beginning of hour number 2? Well, for those of you just tuning in, we were sharing a BBC report that Kim Jong-un, the dictator in North Korea, the supposed supreme, let's see, the KCNA reports him as the respected supreme leader, Kim Jong-un. He was being reported by his own news agency, by state news, for criticizing state-run projects. So just a quick recap, he complained at Orangchon Power Station that only 70% of the facility had been completed 17 years after the construction project began. 6 years into a construction project in the city of Yeonbunjin, a hotel, he complained because plastering was still not finished. At the Onfo Holiday Resort, he pointed out bathtubs that were, quote, dirty, gloomy, and unsanitary. Now, the thing you need to know about the Onfo Holiday Resort is it is brand new construction. This is a project that was reported on by mainstream media outside of North Korea in May of this year as under construction. So purportedly, whatever it was he was inspecting that was, quote, very bad condition. This according to KCNA, the state news agency, very bad condition, saying bathtubs for hot spring therapy are dirty, gloomy, and unsanitary for their poor management. This is a supposed brand new facility, and it's a perfect example of how much of a failure communism is. They can't even keep a bathroom clean.
Well, I mean, this
can't keep
might,
a hot tub clean.
It's not just communism, but the people. This might be a magnificent structure to the people who constructed it, who put it up, the engineers and the original designers.
Maybe.
This might actually be heaven. But, of course, Kim Jong is Western. He's been trained, he's at least schooled in the West.
That's true. He went to college in Europe.
He's friends with Dennis Rodman.
Right.
He's a paunchy boy, so he knows he eats well. He probably lives in, you know, cushy environment. So, I mean, this is his opinion. And he is yelling at his generals and his engineers who probably thought, oh, wow, we We thought this was great. This was great living.
I guess you could think a filthy hot tub.
This is news to us, man.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to be in North Korea or live there, but I would imagine at least some people have some cleanliness standards in their own home.
Hey, what we haven't brought up is that those might be mud baths.
It says here hot spring therapy.
Well, I mean, usually there are mud baths right next to the hot springs.
I don't know if you know a whole lot about spas. I don't. Do you go to spas often?
Yeah,
I don't.
That's where I have my chest waxed. No, I don't know anything about spas.
Let's not speculate about that then. So here's more from... I want to read the actual report from KCNA. This is the state-run news agency reporting on this.
Translated by who?
The Organization of Asia-Pacific News Agencies.
Yeah. OANA. So he pointed out the very bad condition, and going on here, we're only two sentences into this. If the camp draws criticism by the people instead of their favor due to such poor operation and management, though it is holding a signboard indicating that it is a building visited by President Kim Il-sung and leader Kim Jong-il, it will commit a sin of bringing to naught the exploits of the great leaders who built a holiday camp for the people before anything else in the scenery place where hot spring water is gushing... It's gushing out all year round, he said. Okay, let's see if we can understand it, because obviously it's a translation of whatever.
Right.
So Kim Jong-un is saying here that this unsanitary condition could draw criticism by the people of North Korea as opposed to their favor due to the poor operation, and that's an embarrassment because this building was visited by Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, which makes me wonder how new of a construction this is. Hmm. It was being reported earlier or in mainstream media as though this is a new thing, this is something that's being built right now, but maybe this is one of these 20-year-long projects that has never actually been completed. So now I find myself wondering, what is the history of this Onfo holiday camp? Because obviously if Kim Il-sung visited it, then it must have been, something must have been there, whether or not it's now maybe it's being expanded or something like that. If you know anything about this construction project, I'm curious to know more.
Yeah, the thing about open infrastructure, like the pictures that I was looking at earlier, I think you saw some of them.
Yeah.
If that stuff had been sitting there for
a decade,
so they started it 20 years ago.
Yep.
And then they had to stop it for whatever reason because they had to spend their money making nukes.
Yep.
And then that just sat open to the elements.
That's no good.
It's no good. It tears that up.
A husk.
So let's say that they got... So we saw tile work in that bathroom. What if there were no windows up? And so it was everything in there was just open to the elements and the stuff's just coming in, going out. That's a really good way to tear up your building. And I think that's what we're looking at. I think that... they're working on the building when they could, when they had the money, when they had the resources, and there were a lot of in-between moments, months, when they weren't, and the elements were, wreaking havoc.
So here is the next paragraph. He asked the chairman of the Kyungsung County Party Committee, because they all have committees and subcommittees and committees, communism.
That's our government as well.
Well, that's true.
Look at the way City of Keene works. There's a committee for every damn thing under the sun.
And then there's subcommittees that report
to
the committee.
He asked the chairman of the committee about the output of hot spring water and its temperature and the point of gust and accommodation capacity of the camp, and the number of rest home visitors, what do you think that means, and gave a task to modernly and newly build the camp. So this was published on the 17th of July of this year by state agency KCNA. This is after the news media in the mainstream in other countries published a story about the same camp in May, so now he's ordering them to do new construction? And how much of the camp does he want built new? Going on. Calling for sprucing up the area of the camp, which is famous for spring water in the country, to be a peculiar resort, which meets the convenience and growing cultural and emotional demands of the people at the best level. He said he would make sure that the People's Army would excellently build it next year and present it to the people as a gift.
The People's Army are building this, and
run everything.
No, what I'm saying is
the military is the people's army.
I say, is the People's Army different than the people's military? Like, the people's army is just the workforce, the ditch diggers.
Good question. I don't know. That's a good question. The toll-free number here is 855-453.
Or is every profession filled by the people's army? Everyone's the people's army.
Good question. If you have an answer, you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number as we try to unpack and understand what's going on in the hermit kingdom of North Korea. And there's more of Kim Jong-un's vision and what he has to say about this holiday camp. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free, 855-450-FREE is our number. We're talking about the mythology of North Korea, the confusing, you know, the confusion that abounds around it, the mystery, the failures, the abject just fails on construction projects that they've got going on right now, including a what some are reporting as a resort, what KCNA is describing as a holiday camp.
Or at least what OANA translates as
correct.
Holiday camp.
OANA being the Organization of Asia-Pacific News Agencies, where Kim Jong-un is on tour and he is criticizing. Normally, the supreme leaders of North Korea, him and his father and grandfather before him, are very praising, you know, of the construction projects that the state is operating because they don't want the people to believe that the state could fail.
Right.
Under their direction. So the fact that Kim Jong-un is breaking from tradition in this way is very interesting. It's very unlike what has come before. So we're going to continue to kind of look at this and analyze it here and finish up the report from KCNA, the official state news agency, to give you a taste of how this is being reported within the country. Because I think it's very interesting to look into this particular place because it's a place unlike... Really unlike anything else on the planet right now. I mean, certainly Venezuela is a failure of socialism. This is a failure of what they claim to be communism. And so there are some differences, and it's worth, you know, delving into. But I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. Which means Kim Jong-un is not qualified to use Liberty.menu. Now, I don't think we're going to see any entries popping up in North Korea anytime soon, because likely that will get your house raided if you did put something on Liberty.menu if you live in North Korea, because Liberty.menu is a tool for libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists to promote their business. Maybe there's some sort of thing that you do. You got a product or service that you're offering you want other libertarians to know about. Put it on Liberty.menu. It's free to do it, so there's no reason not to, unless you don't want to be found. Go to Liberty.menu. Get yourself up there. It's free. You can use code FTL on your user profile and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Once again, Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Daryl.
Now, I stumbled across an article here that cites the AFP, that's the French Associated Press, where they say that Professor Yang Mu-jin of the University of North Korean Studies says that Kim, in his discussion of this holiday resort camp thing, to the people, he's projecting an image as a leader who is caring for their livelihood.
Hmm.
And to the outside world, he's sending a signal that he is serious in his promise to denuclearize. So they're talking about both this thing plus the talks with Trump. So I'm not sure if the quote here about, you know, caring for their livelihood is in regards to why he's talking about this.
He's definitely positioning himself in a different
Like
manner.
It's really... strange.
And remember, this
here.
Is also the same time as he's taken, I think we read a story recently where he took his grandfather out of, like, the National Oath or something like that. I forget the exact headline, but it was, like, an unprecedented move to remove
right.
who is basically, his grandfather, who's basically worshipped as a god and the eternal president of North Korea posthumously. But let me finish the report here now. It's only a couple more paragraphs from KCNA News, supposed news, state-run news in North Korea. So it's Kim. It's all about Kim Jong-un touring this Onfo holiday camp. He said the camp should be built excellently to be an all-around service center, therapy center with all catering establishments so that people can enjoy full rest and spring water therapy during their holiday, adding its design should be worked out in a peculiar manner to meet the features of the spring water area and thus build the camp into a model of the spring water holiday camps without an equal in the country. Having a talk with the chairman of the Gyeongsang County Party Committee, he asked him about the work of the County Party Committee and the work it plans to do in the future. He gave precious teachings for developing the country into, the county in a peculiar manner, noting that the county has fields, mountains, and a sea in good traffic conditions. He said that as it has some foundation for developing industry, agriculture, and fisheries, the County Party Committee should study and work hard for the earlier development of the economy of the county. county, which has favorable natural and economic conditions. He expressed expectation and belief that the county party committee would bring about a decisive turn in the struggle for turning the county into a marvelous one, good to live with its own efforts by inspiring the people in the county to drive for implementing the party policy. And that is the news about Kim Jong-un visiting the Anfo holiday camp.
You know, all of this reference to the party
the Communist
reminds
party.
Me, right, but it reminds me of 1984.
Okay.
The book, not the year.
Yep.
Because in 1984, and there's a lot of people that want to wind up saying, oh, 1984 is predicting blah, blah, blah. Well, in 1984, if you've actually read the book, you would know that all of the rules only apply to party members. So it's all about the party.
But everybody's a party member.
Not everybody
in North Korea.
Everybody that is in the government.
Wait.
Everybody's a party member.
Wait, in Winston's world, I thought everyone was a party member.
No.
At some level.
Animals and proles are free. The proletariat are not bound by the party rules.
You're talking about in 1984.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that's true in North Korea, but I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure everybody's in the party in North Korea.
What about the donkeys?
Well, everybody in North Korea is subject to the rules. I'm just saying, you know, like all of the references to the party, you know, it just sort of
it
made me think of 1984, where it was all about the party, the party, the party.
That's what it's all about, purportedly, in North Korea. And Kim Jong-un is starting to show a shift in a different direction, and it's very interesting. We're going to continue a little bit more analysis, but your calls and thoughts are welcome. Greg is on the line in Brooklyn, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey. I wanted to continue my discussion about open source software and suggest some more areas where open source might make a huge difference.
All right. You had given us examples of Wikipedia as something that has absolutely killed encyclopedias as an open source, open access kind of crowdsourced concept that you're arguing here that a future economy based on open source would be much stronger because people would be free to develop ideas without any control of ownership.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Wikipedia is a great example how it buried I guess what I call capitalism-based encyclopedias. But by capitalism, I mean private ownership. And then you've got the web. So there was America Online, right? That's a product of capitalism. I mean, they were mailing CDs to people. Everyone got a CD. I got a few CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I remember when they mailed out floppy disks.
Yeah, I used to use them as drink coasters. Got so damn many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it must have paid for them to do that. And by
sure.
having this monopoly, well, not really a monopoly, I would say, but
no,
like
definitely not a monopoly.
A centralized social network or whatever it was, right? You dial into the central server. They were able to make a lot of money and extract rent. But then the web became good enough, and people just migrated away from America Online. And I think it was a few years until people were like, well, now I don't need America Online anymore. I could just visit the web. And
well,
the
hold on. Let's talk more about this. Hang on, Greg, in Brooklyn. More in moments. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything on Free Talk.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Brennan has been a frequent critic of President Trump. Today, during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why the move was made.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets and facilities, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos. The president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information, and who has access to it.
The Colorado baker who wouldn't make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and won a limited ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court is suing the state of Colorado over another discrimination allegation. The lawsuit filed by Jack Phillips alleged that Colorado was on a crusade to crush him because of his religious beliefs. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Got a couple corrections coming up here on North Korea and the People's Army and the North Korean Party, the Communist Party. And
the Workers' Party.
Yeah, the Workers' Party. I don't think there are any other parties, but yeah, basically.
There actually are.
Are there really?
Yeah.
North Korea?
The Workers' Party of Korea only holds 607 of the 687 seats in the Supreme People's Assembly, and there are a couple of other political parties that hold seats, and according to Wikipedia, if Wikipedia is to be believed here, membership in the party is open to those 18 years of age and older who have submitted an application that has been endorsed by two party members who have been in the party with at least 2 years good standing.
Interesting. So not everyone is in the party.
There are regular and probationary members.
I see. I know that they had in the past, according to the book that I had read about Kim Jong-il, which is great, by Michael Malice. In that book, they talked about there was a time at which Kim Jong-il had come up with a system to catalog and categorize every North Korean as to whether or not they were basically cool with the party,
right,
kind of not so sure, and then a basically an enemy of the party. And everyone in North Korea was intended to be cataloged at some point and
right,
determined. So I presume the, you know, the people who were in the middle or on the not so friendly side would not be allowed into the party.
So the,
if only he had access to the internet, he could do what China's doing and set up a
right,
credit system to monitor the people
they're doing
of
that,
China.
The largest party in the People's Assembly that is not the Workers' Party would be the Social Democrats that hold 49 seats. The Chondoist Chonggu has 22 seats. There are three independents and then six members of, and I'm probably going to pronounce this entirely wrong, the Chonggriyon.
Fascinating. I got to say, I had no idea. You know, there's certain things you think about North Korea.
The North Korean parliament
has
more
diversity,
members that are, you know, members of more parties than the U.S. Congress.
It's true. Let's go back to Greg. He's on the line with us in Brooklyn. You've called tonight to continue making your case, Greg, and I think it's an interesting discussion on your case, your allegation here, your position, that says that ultimately the future holds more decentralization, which I think all of us would like to see. That it not only that, but also holds more open source projects, and that those will be and are more successful already in a lot of ways than closed source projects and total private ownership projects. Now, we poked some holes in this last night a little bit by pointing out that, well, yeah, Wikipedia is a great example of a crowdsourced platform, where the information is unbeatable. I mean, as far as its variety, as far as its, you know, veracity, as far as its availability, it's just, it knocks it out of the park. But it is still ultimately private property run by the Wikipedia corporation or charity or however it is that they're organized.
The Wiki Foundation.
The Wiki Foundation, yeah. So, I mean, it is still, somebody's got a, you know, a server somewhere that, or more than one server that they are renting space on or they've purchased, and they're operating, and they have to continue operating. They got to pay, you know, IT technicians to moderate and to make sure that, you know, that's not being hacked and all of that stuff, and that comes from somewhere, and that comes from a fundraiser that they do every single year.
I donate.
Yep, I have donated in the past a few different years. So, I mean, is that really, truly what you're talking about, or is it just sort of a partial implementation of what you're talking about?
It's, well, that opens up a whole other can of worms, is how do you pay for infrastructure? And you'll see in the next 10, 20 years, you'll see that there will be end-to-end encrypted decentralized networks where people essentially are uncensorably talking to each other. And even in China, as you just mentioned, they'll be able to talk without the government being able to snoop on them. And it's not a matter of whether it's morally right or not. I mean, certainly going to be used by terrorists as well. But that's just the fact that that is where things are headed. I'm in the space and I just see all these projects, including Bitcoin and Zcash and everything. Those are just early precursors of what's going to happen. So,
okay, I don't know if I really understood what you're saying, though. And maybe we just can't see at this point in our development what things are going to look like in the future. That's pretty common for humans, right? Like right now, we can't see clearly what the future is going to look like. Later on, we'll look back and be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But for right now, how do we get to a point of what you're saying where a decentralized organization can pay for, you know, hosting without having as, you know, a centralized server that they currently have right now? I don't know if I'm even asking the question correctly.
I wonder if I can give a shot at this answer, Greg, and then tell me if I'm,
sure,
you know, thinking what you're thinking. There are companies or organizations like MadeSafe,
mm-hmm,
that have been trying to develop some kind of decentralized internet that runs on a blockchain, so
yep,
you don't need a single server because everybody running a node is
serving
the server.
Everything. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
By the way, is this where Pied Piper got their idea, or did these guys get their idea from Pied Piper?
MadeSafe has been in development for
many
years,
yeah, okay,
even before Bitcoin
came
out.
And that's what I'm saying. Pied Piper probably got their idea from this actual technology, or this developing technology.
So there are many of these projects. I'm a big fan of MadeSafe. The only problem is they never launch. They always develop
right,
and develop. I know the guys at MadeSafe. I know the guys, Tim Berners-Lee started a new project called Solid, which is using the old web, trying to at least get people to own their own data. There's tons of these projects, but MadeSafe is probably the closest to what I'm talking about. Before MadeSafe, there was BitTorrent. And all these, in fact, Skype, what you're using was based, I believe, on Kazaa or one of these LimeWire, I forgot which one, peer-to-peer technologies. So what I'm talking about is, let me put it this way. By the way, you said only one thing wrong. MadeSafe did not use a blockchain. It's completely different than a blockchain. What it is essentially it's a distributed hash table. And that's what BitTorrent was. And they invented something in 2002 called Kademlia, a technique that actually the guy who invented it is one of our advisors. So Kademlia is just a way to have a decentralized distributed hash table that no one can really shut down or censor. And BitTorrent was using it as early as like 2006 or something like that. So if it's also encrypted end to end, then you don't even know what's being stored and who's talking to whom.
So storage exists. There are a few different applications that allow for decentralized storage that are working, as I understand it. So storage, S-T-O-R-J, we had an interview with, I think it was Sean Wilkinson, the founder of that, from way back in like 2013 or 2014 at one of the first Bitcoin conferences we attended. And they have launched...
IPFS,
yeah, that's a competitor, right? So storage is, in IPFS, these are decentralized distribution of hard drive space. And it's just what you're talking about, where you don't know. When you sign up and you download the storage app and you basically select a portion of your hard drive, your empty space on your hard drive, and you say, I'm willing to let storage utilize, 50 gigabytes or 200 gigabytes or whatever the amount is you want, and then you actually get paid in these storage tokens, I think, for participating in the system, and then there's encrypted files that go on your drive, and you have no knowledge of what actually is being served from your computer, and it allows people to, store files on the cloud in this decentralized distributed way.
And you get paid more if you allow
more
space and more bandwidth.
Maybe. I'm not sure about that. That's a good question. But ultimately...
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the web had one... So the web was better than America Online because you had choice.
All right, I want you to pick that up. I want you to pick that line of thought up here in a moment. More with Greg in Brooklyn talking about more choices, which I think we all love, the idea of that, especially in the world of the Internet. And what are things going to look like in the future? We're going to see more open source solutions and projects like Wikipedia that are going to just decimate the previous entries in those markets. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
I'm David Hoyle, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl, assuming that I'm actually real and not some kind of figment of Conan's imagination.
You're just mad that you can't come to my island.
Was that even referenced on the air? Are you referencing a conversation that happened completely off the air?
Several times throughout the night mentioned that only
in the breaks. Only in the breaks. I didn't want to cause a disturbance on the show, but here Daryl is, you know, bringing it to the next level.
Well, if we want to talk
you're not coming on my island, man.
We can talk about that later. For now, we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. Also, I want to make sure you know about Zencash. Super nodes are active. They are available. And, of course, the secure nodes are also available to you as well. I was looking at a website last night that shows the different, like, master node profitability on these various different cryptocurrencies out there, as far as, like, which ones of the master nodes that you can run
right.
for various different cryptos are the most profitable master nodes. And the Zencash master nodes, according to, or the different types of Zencash nodes, so there's, again, the secure node,
and super.
And there's the super node. According to this, it's actually more profitable to run a secure node than it is a super node. According to this, right now, Dash is ranked, and it looks like by volume. So they're ranked by default by volume, the highest, so it's the biggest. It's been around for a long time. But Zencash and Zencash Supernodes and Secure Nodes are ranked separately on this chart.
Right, because they are separate things.
Right. Right now, the Secure Node has a return on investment of more than 42%. As compared to the Super Node, which has a return on investment of 29%. So even if you don't have enough money to put into a full-on supernode, you might not even really want to, because you actually would make more by doing the secure node, according
That's
to this.
That's only if the reason that you're running the node is to make money. There are other reasons to have these super nodes.
Sure. I mean, you're helping secure the network,
right.
And the super nodes, they say here, will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. They'll bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. I mean, ultimately, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get in, was to support Zencash. But it's nice to see here that even those who are running secure nodes, they're actually doing a little bit better as far as profit versus what they've invested into that secure node. So,
right.
So even though you're only putting in 42 Zen to get a secure node, you're actually doing fine compared to the people who are putting
right.
in 500 to be the super nodes. So you can go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about Zencash. The Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices, and it's available now. By the way, Zencash surpassing over 17,000 nodes. I am, by the way, still trying to figure out how to find a list of, like, cryptocurrencies listed and ranked by node. I have not yet found it. Normally when you search for anything crypto, Bitcoin average price, Bitcoin average fee,
right.
You could just type in whatever kind of chart you want to get, or cryptocurrencies ranked by market cap, cryptocurrencies ranked by, date of creation. I have not yet found. So if anybody out there knows where I can go, because I want to know if Zencash is number one. Because we were told that Ethereum was number one, and that Zencash was almost tied with Ethereum, and now they've surpassed Ethereum. But I've never actually seen it broken down anywhere. And a quick Google search, which is really all I've done as far as
right.
looking, is just a quick Google search and look through the top few results. I couldn't find it. So if somebody knows that out there, drop that in the cryptocurrency chat room that we have on our Discord server. I would love to see it. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into the cryptocurrency room there. But go ahead and check out Zencash. It's a great crypto. It was started in 2017 by voluntarists, people that understand good economics, people that understand freedom, and they've got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity for those of you into privacy. Now, Greg, you were beginning to talk about some more decentralization, more open source, and how you think this is going to crush the old single private property owner economic structure. You were giving an example that began with AOL and, let's say, CompuServe or Prodigy, some of the centralized kind of networks for people to connect to back in the 1990s. Ultimately, those companies, have mostly failed and have been replaced by a more decentralized internet access. Go ahead with where you were going with that.
Sure. By the way, before I do, I couldn't resist mentioning, you said how many nodes a cryptocurrency has. So I guess this is being a little self-serving, and we haven't launched it yet, so it's not technically true. But my first company, Qubix, has 40,000 computers around the world. Back in March, we tried to do Monero mining. When I say 40,000 computers, I'm sorry, I mean 40,000 people around the world run our apps 24/7. One of our apps.
Masternodes.online does have a tabulation of nodes.
But that's only for cryptos with masternodes.
Hmm.
That masternodes.online is the site I was looking at that gives the profitability
okay.
of masternodes. So that's why you're only seeing Dash and PIVX
okay.
and the cryptos that are on that list are the only ones that have the masternode structure.
So what's a node in your?
I meant full nodes. I should be clear. I mean full nodes, not like somebody using just a wallet on their smartphone. I'm not counting that as a node. I'm talking about full nodes, which have a full copy of the entire blockchain of every transaction on a cryptocurrency ever since the very beginning. That's what's considered a full node, and I believe the secure nodes and the super nodes in Zencash.
Right. That, by the way, won't apply to every single thing. For example, MadeSafe, which you mentioned, the reason I said it's not a blockchain is because there is no computer that has all the information and all the files.
I'm specifically talking about cryptocurrencies here. I'm not talking about any network anywhere with nodes on it. I'm talking about, I want a ranking of cryptocurrencies by node count. That's specifically what I'm looking for. But anyway, go ahead with your point about AOL internet. I want you to finish that point.
So my point was like this. The web was massively better than a centralized network like AOL or like Facebook is today.
Right.
But it still had a fatal flaw, or at least a very major flaw, that, you know, led to many problems in the next 20, 30 years, which was
DNS.
That you still needed a server. There was a client-server dichotomy.
Okay.
So there were these servers, which essentially, yes, you had choice of domain, you had choice of landlord, but you still had to have a landlord, okay? And this is still like in capitalism where you have to choose who's going to be, who's your daddy? Is it Apple? Is it Amazon? You know, is it Google?
You could start your own server farm if you wanted to.
But exactly. But that basically is one place where, so this is things that happened as a result. First of all, you had the NSA. They can get everyone in one place by having a back door. Secondly, you could have things like Cambridge Analytica, where you basically, they have access to everyone's data. So it's like a honeypot. Then you have things like the Equifax breach and the Yahoo breach and like the million other breaches that people's information is out there now. So
you're saying the next step in web is going to be going to decentralized hosting like MadeSafe might offer at some point in the future or something similar to that.
Exactly. I'm saying once your information's end-to-end encrypted,
I can see that.
Only ever
I can see that coming.
On your phone.
I don't think you have to look too far into the future to say that's absolutely on the horizon. I think that's definitely true.
As long as we don't blow ourselves up before that.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jimmy. He's in Houston, Texas. Jimmy, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jimmy. Hey, listen. Are you guys I've been listening to your show tonight and are you guys libertarian?
I don't know if everyone would describe themselves as that way, but I'll accept the term as long as we're talking about somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle and applies that as principally as possible.
Interesting. Yeah, libertarians. Yeah, I'm not sure if I like that at all. One thing.
You don't like liberty.
Well, what's not to like about
people
being
alone.
Able to do whatever it is that they want as long as they're not causing unjust harm to other people?
Well, for one thing, I heard libertarians think it's okay to crap on each other's chest during sex.
Well, as long as it's all consensual.
It's consenting, I don't think it. I mean, I'm not into that. I don't know if anybody in this room is into that. I'm
not
seeing heads being shaken here. So, no, Jimmy, you're the only one thinking about that sort of thing.
Well, I also heard that libertarians think it's okay to put their fingers in sheep's butt.
I'm just gonna cut them there. I don't want to hear where that's going.
The sheep can't consent.
We do have to be careful about things that are said regarding excretory functions.
Jimmy, I think you're thinking of libertines.
Right.
Libertarians were more, it's more of a political.
You can be a libertine
ideology.
Libertarian.
Yes, correct.
Right.
But libertines
and
are the ones
can
who
also
are
be a prude libertarian as well.
Animals can't consent.
I tend to agree with you on that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but there was the dog effer who was in jail here that Rich said he insisted that his animal did consent.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.